Okay, so that was a lot of conversation there. Yeah. Observations?
Well, there were two main things that were new that we haven't really talked about. One was the validation. When you'd ask him something and he'd give you an answer, there was an excitement. Yes, yes, yeah, come on. It's okay. Talk to me. Don't worry about it. Don't be kind of shy about it. Yeah, talk to me. It's okay for you to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And another thing was that, you know, when we got done talking about his sin and things he's done, but then there was, you know, I do it too. I'm not judging you. I've done the same things. I'm just as guilty as you are. But so that's why I can understand where you're coming from. It's the same thing as from my training and from when I'd interview people for crimes. It's the same thing as you've heard of good cop, bad cop. Well, it's the good cop tactic, basically. It's like, hey, you know, I understand if you did it. I wouldn't blame you. I'd probably do the same thing. I mean, look, so you took something from the store. I mean, you needed it for this or that. I completely understand with what you're saying. And you know, then they'll say, okay, he understands me. He knows where I'm coming from. I can relate to this person. And the whole thing about all of this is relationships, you know, getting people to connect. And if he can connect on you with the level of, okay, as we had earlier, okay, he cares about me. That's one level.
And it sounds like as a police officer, even when you're dealing with a criminal, there can still be that bond that's built up quickly and there's a rapport. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. And that's,
which is surprising to me.
Well, you'd be surprised. If you can do it right, where, yeah, even if they did something wrong, they're still a human being. They still deserve your respect, your care. And I've had people that I've taken to jail many times. But the next time, you know, if I see them on the street, it's, hey, how you doing? Hey, are you keeping out of trouble? Yeah, I haven't done that since the last time you busted me, but you'll probably do it again. And it's, you know, even in the bad situations, you still have to build those relationships. Because they get to know you. They know that hey, yeah, I screwed up. Yeah, okay. And it's all relationships. If you can show a person that even when they screw up, you still respect them, you still care about them, then they're going to come to you and say, all right, yeah, I messed up. Let's just get things taken care of and move on. And that's kind of the same thing as what you're doing here. When you tell them, yeah, I've done the same things as you did, it's, I'm not judging you at all. We've all done that. And let's move past it. Let's move past it. You know, and that builds a lot into a relationship.
All right, good.